This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Mike's side with us once again is horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, K-State Research and Extension. For, as you might imagine, there's a cadre of insects getting after it in our lawns and gardens right now. And Raymond brings us the latest on that front, beginning, Raymond, you say, with green June beetles out there in abundance right now, you tell us.
Yes, the adults are quite prevalent. People are noticing them, Eric. They're those big green beetles, kind of dull green, that run into people and fly around, hover above the lawn. And people don't understand that they can, you know, be somewhat damaging. Well, not the same as Japanese beetle, but they will feed on oak leaves. They will feed on fruit, apricot, peach, and apple and things like that. But really, there's not much you can do about them. I mean, because they're so mobile, spraying is not very effective. Just don't confuse it with Japanese beetle. Japanese beetle we'll talk about is smaller, and these things are larger. Their larvae are in the ground, and they primarily fit in organic matter. But just be aware of them. They're very easy to handpick and then put in some soapy water if the numbers are not too high.
As you say, though, they might be confused with another beetle, Japanese beetles, and we do know that they can wreak havoc out there.
Absolutely. Japanese beetle is ravaging grape leaves right now, and they're feeding on roses and anything in the Rosaceae family, which is based on the chemical nature of that group of plants. And generally, in order to avoid damage to your roses, you have to spray. And unfortunately, the insecticides that we recommend, which includes 7, is harmful to many of the natural enemies and pollinators, such as bumblebees and honeybees. And of course, it's always important to preserve those. If you spray too much, too often, too frequently with some of these insecticides that are available, you can stimulate outbreaks of spider mites because you're killing all the natural enemies or the beneficial insects that are out there. So if you're spraying once a week for Japanese beetle, you run the risk of having a two-spotted spider mite infestation. We don't recommend the Japanese beetle traps because they have been shown to lure more Japanese beetles into an area. If you'd like, you could give them to your neighbors, except you, and let them deal with them. But we do not recommend Japanese beetle traps. The data, the science is out there indicating that when you use them, place them among your plants, you will sustain more damage than if you had not used them.
Important to know right there. Well, something that we have not talked up this summer yet anyway, mimosa webworms. Well, what are these about, Raymond?
Yeah, mimosa webworm is a caterpillar pest. It attacks honey locusts and sometimes silk tree. They're out there right now, and if you look up and you see a honey locust and the leaves are brown, they're folded together like in webs, that's mimosa webworm. Unfortunately, there's nothing you can do right now because the larvae are inside those folds and they're protected from any type of insecticide spray. The upside is that really they're only making the plants look not what I call aesthetically pleasing, but they're not going to have any long-term effects on the plants. But next year, you need to be out there early looking for the caterpillars, and then you can use one of the standard insecticides for caterpillars, such as Dipel or one with the active ingredient spinosad to kill the caterpillars. But at this point, there's nothing you can do.
Are these easily distinguished from other webworms then, Raymond?
Well, when we look at the fall webworm and the eastern tit caterpillar, they primarily are feeding, or their damage is associated with honey locust and silk tree, where the other ones are attacking, let's say, for example, fall webworm will attack hickory and walnut, and then eastern tit caterpillar attacks anything in the Rosaceae family, apples, cherries, plums, things like that. So you can base it on the host tree, Eric, but they're very different from what the fall webworm and eastern tit caterpillar look like. The leaves are folded together. They're brown. It looks like you took a blowtorch to the tree at that point.
Mm. Again, that's the mimosa webworm. Be watching out for it if you've those aforementioned tree species. Raymond, as always, thanks for the input.
You're welcome, Eric. I look forward to our next visit.
With us here, Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University. And Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.